Okay. Let's bring everyone back to speed. We went a little bit out of order last week. We had been discussing the Yom HaAtzmaut, and particularly we've been talking about Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut. We first began discussing the question of whether you can add to the calendar nowadays, period. Then regarding Hallel, we followed up by discussing, can you add a Hallel? Can you add a new date of Hallel nowadays? And then we discussed, if you can, is it limited only to the type of miracle that in fact affects the entirety of Israel as opposed to just part of it, with the argument being that Yom HaAtzmaut affected the Jews that were in Israel but not the Jews that were in Chutz La'aretz. There's a lot to be said about this topic, but not that I want to spend any more.
Does everyone accept that last statement as factually correct? I think one could argue that Yom HaAtzmaut affected Klal Yisrael, period.
That was an argument that we raised. I guess you haven't caught up yet, have you?
Yom HaAtzmaut did not affect anybody who lives in Be'er Sheva.
So, right. I mean, what we discussed at the time is compare it in particular to Hanukkah. Right, to the extent that one can make the argument that, yes, maybe it only affected the Jews in Israel, but so did Hanukkah, and we say Hallel on Hanukkah, don't we? So that we discussed, among the answers given was, yeah, but the Hallel on Hanukkah is because of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash indirectly affects everybody. But other people said, no, in fact, the fact that right now I'm sitting comfortably in Denver and I don't have any concerns in the world, but the fact that if, God forbid, things get bad, I can run to Israel, so I am affected by the fact that there is an Israel as well. I might not be affected this minute by it, but in the global picture, yes, this does affect me. Today I just wanted to raise two more issues that are discussed regarding the issue of Hallel and Yom HaAtzmaut, and then try to perhaps bring it home. The next issue that's raised is raised by the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis is dealing with a question, which is a very famous question, and that is, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? Right? We know that we only had one oil for one day, and it lasted for 8 days. Okay, so how many days of miracle is that?
Seven.
Because it divided up into...
So, the question, and the famous question in the Beis Yosef is, it should only be seven. The first day was supposed to make it. So the question is, why do we commemorate the miracle for 8 days? This is a question that has many answers. How many answers does it have?
Many.
Could be. So in fact, there is a sefer known as the Ner Lamea, which has 100 answers to this question. So the Maritz Chayis, when he was asked the question, he explained as follows. This appears several times in the Maritz Chayis. This is in the Tshuva. It says, "Ayin v'Rambam Reishel Chas Chanukah Zehu Ya'ikir V'Tokef Hanes HaGadol Shaya Nosum L'Hashvil Harog U'Megamasum Gam Kein La'Abed Rashrosh Acher Hadas." Why did they want to do it at the time of Chanukah? They wanted to kill people. They wanted to, in fact, uproot the religion. They stopped us from doing the bris milah, stopped us from going to the mikvah. This is what was happening at the time. Nothing very good. So in fact, he goes and he explains the miracle of Hanukkah, that in fact we were in this terrible situation and Matisyahu was able to lead us to a great victory. Ulam inyan hanes min haneros hu inyan kal neged hanisim harashim asher hera Hashem la'amoaz. But wait a second. Comparatively, what's a bigger nes? Is it a bigger miracle that the small handful of Kohanim were able to beat back the Greek Empire? Or the fact that a small jug of oil lasted longer than you'd expect? If you had a choice, Pick your miracle. Which one would you rather have?
A.
You would have a table. We would take miracle on A, right? So he says, the question is, why do we focus on the second one? He said there are nisim negoim and nisim nistarim. There are miracles that are hidden miracles and miracles that are obvious miracles. Right? We get to the Yam Suf and it splits. That's a nis negla. That's a miracle for all to see. Right? We have a military victory. That is actually a nis nistar. It's because one could logically explain it by saying that it in fact this was all natural. It wasn't actually a miracle. Nisa niklum ha'yahim ha'yidei shinoi behilo chateva kagon kriyas yamsuf umakos asher hifle Hashem v'mitzrayim. What are nes nigla? What are obvious miracles? The splitting of yamsuf, right? The 10 makos. Uchadome v'nisim nistarim he'ma she'ahochim b'derech chateva. Nista follows nature. Nothing in nature changes. Now, don't get me wrong, he says, everything is a miracle. Right? The fact that the sun rises in the morning, that's a miracle. It's a miracle that happens every day, so therefore it is natural to us, but that doesn't make it less of a miracle. So he says, committing noeg mikra who shakara calls man shalom ro his hishtanus b'sidrei teva. Because he says this is the two types of miracles we know. Va'ayin Ramban ala Torah, reish parshas ve'eira v'so parshas bo. V'nei halo v'shir lo netaknu rak al nistim shiyotzi migeder ha'teva. You only say halo when the rules of nature are broken. A miracle, which is a natural miracle, does not get halo. But the miracles that we see all the time are no less miracles, but we don't say halal on them. The exact opposite. If I look at every day the sun rising, I say, this is a miracle. Miracle, and I'm going to say halal over it. That's not seen to be a positive thing. So the Maritz Chayis is of the opinion, again, Maritz Chayis predates 1948. He says, in order to say halal has to be said on a miracle that is supernatural. The opposite, right? It has to violate the rules of nature. And that's why, he says, even though, yeah, on Hanukkah, what was a bigger miracle? The war or the oil? The war is a bigger miracle. But why do we say halal? Because of the oil. Right? Because even though the oil, you know, in the scheme of things, was a much smaller miracle than the war itself, because the war was a natural miracle and the oil was a supernatural miracle, therefore you say the halal on the oil and not on the war. Now, based on that, what would that say about Yom Ha'atzmaut?
It's natural.
It's natural, and therefore don't say halal, right? This is another issue that is raised, that even if you tell me that you can add a halal, and even if you tell me that the miracle that happened on Yom Ha'atzmaut affected the entire Klal Yisrael, and we'll accept that it's a miracle, but it's not a supernatural miracle. It's not more supernatural than the Hanukkah war. Again, no, the argument here is that isn't that it's not a miracle. Right? Right? You know, the bottom line is, let's say in West Point, they're studying the 1948 war. No one's being Megayer over it. No one's looking at it and says, oh, clearly it's the hand of God.
So, Rabbi, what's the open miracle on Sukkot?
There is no open miracle on Sukkot. We do say halal on Sukkot, but it has nothing to do with miracles. Right? It has nothing to do with miracles. There are two types. There's halal al hachag and halal al hanes. Right? The halal that we say on a chag is very different than a holiday. So we talk about Sukkot, we talk about Shavuos, we talk about Pesach. They don't need miracles.
All of them have.
Well, I mean, Sukkot is like celebrating us in the desert where we had mud falling from the sky.
Yeah,
and Shavuot,
yes.
We had the, you know.
Right, but again, it didn't. I'm not saying that we didn't have miracles, but you don't need. It's not Halal al Hanais, rather that's Halal al Hachal.
So when do we have Halal al Hanais?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. So Pesach is just for the Chag.
Correct.
Not for the miracle.
And Pesach doesn't get so much Halal. Pesach only gets the full Halal the first day.
And it's Seder.
But that's on the first day. Still. Right. So that is the argument. Now, the truth be told, we've had sources already that don't point that way. So we have two rabbinic holidays on the calendar, and they are
Purim and Chanukah.
That is absolutely correct. And the major difference between Purim and Chanukah is Purim is seen as the natural miracle. Esther min haTorah minayin anochi haster. God is hidden. This God does not appear in the Megillah. As opposed to Chanukah, Chanukah is the oil, that's clearly the hand of God. And it would seem to work out well, right? Because on Chanukah we do say Halal, and on Purim we don't. But why don't we say Halal on Purim? This goes back a few weeks. What? It is debatable, very good. And what were the reasons that were offered? Ah, very good. So that is correct. So what are the reasons? And this was the reason that the Meiri picked up on, was because Kriyas is a Hilula. We do say it, actually. And in fact, we had a very practical question that came up. What if a person finds themselves on Purim without a Megillah? Do they say Halo? Marsha doesn't think so. Just another case where it's Machokas between Marsha and the Meiri. It's kind of...
But I thought we did say Halal on.
So the Meiri is of the opinion that what? That in fact, can we discuss practically whether this is true or not? The issue is raised in the Shulchan Aruch. If someone does not have a Megillah, if they're not going to hear it, so according to the Meiri, in that case, you're supposed to go and say Halal on.
As a substitute?
As a substitute.
Oh, okay. Well,
now, what? Now,
so for the Chag or for the miracle?
It says for the miracle. No, can't be for the Chag.
Okay,
it's post biblical, as scholars would say.
Not a supernatural
miracle. Oh, there you go. So that's exactly the point.
It's a natural
miracle. Right. So according, if I follow the Meiri and I assume that I do say Halal on Purim. Actually, and the only reason I don't say it is because I have a replacement. But if the replacement's not there, so what does that talk about Halal for a miracle? Does the miracle have to be supernatural?
Not according to the Meiri.
No, so it seems that the Meiri would seem to be disagreeing with the Maariv Chayyus, right? According to this opinion in the Meiri, which we discussed, right, that would seem to be against this. That would seem to indicate that you can have Halal on a miracle, whether it is natural or supernatural. So that's the point. Now, if you remember, well, what we also put on here, number three, the Birkei Yosef, we've met him before as well. He says, Ein Karm Bo Halal. He quotes the Meiri and he disagrees. Right? Why does he disagree? He disagrees because he accepts one of the other answers. Right? So they spoke about that maybe the halacha is like Rava, right? And why that should be true. The bottom line is, he's not disagreeing on the idea that you could have Purims, that Purim could have Halal. Rather, he's saying that practically we don't follow that way. But the bottom line is, it definitely seems, even if you're not going to actually say Halal if you forgot your Megillah, still, theoretically, it still exists according to many opinions, and that would seem to disagree. So that's one reason why you might not accept this Maariv Chayyus, because Purim seems to indicate that you could have a Halal on a natural miracle. Next reason is you're excused.
So it sounds to me like you wouldn't want to say a Halal on, because that would really upset the kind of rules that are set up.
No.
Is there any other place we would say Halal?
So again, the idea is that there are two types of halal, we said. There's one halal chag, right?
And one
on the miracle.
Yeah. Got it.
Right. When else, so again, when do we have, well, Hanukkah was on a miracle.
Right.
Right?
On right? a supernatural miracle.
Correct, right. Purim doesn't have it.
Right.
Right, but the question is, why not? Right. For example, one reason that was given is because it happened outside of Israel.
Okay.
But what that would indicate, if it was inside of Israel, that's what's holding you back, then you would have said it, despite the fact that it's not supernatural.
Right.
There is a discussion, I didn't want to get into this, but what about Kriyas Yam Suf itself?
That's what I was going to say, the Shiro, the seventh day.
That's a pretty big miracle.
Pretty
supernatural miracle.
I think it may, it's you know.
Certainly Trump.
Right, those of us who have seen Ten Commandments will definitely
so
accept
that. The Shiro takes care of that.
Okay, did you, but we don't.
Well, I'm saying on the first day.
Yeah, but this is the seventh day, isn't it?
So if you lose your Shira, do you say
Hallel? No, the idea being that Shira, that was when it actually happened. But on the first anniversary, second anniversary, 3,300th anniversary,
right,
we're up to.
Say hallow?
Why don't we say full hallow?
That's a certainly supernatural.
Right. So that's exactly the answer. That's the reason.
What's the translation of that?
You don't celebrate when your enemies drown.
Right.
Right. I'm not talking. Yes, but it was a supernatural miracle.
Wait. You don't celebrate when your
right, but what's
are
the
decimated?
Not the enemies. Right. It's the fact that God's creatures, God's creations,
people were drowning.
In the end, people were drowning, and God turned to the angels and He said, "My creations are drowning, and you want to say praise? It's not right." So that's why it was truncated.
But the indication being, were it not for that,
one would say how.
One would say, "How that would be," even though you didn't say it on the second, third, fourth, fifth day of Pesach, you would say it on Shvi Shal Pesach, not because of Halal al Chag, but because of Halal al Neis.
That would be another reason that we're not saying it on Purim.
Why?
We killed a lot of
people.
And what happened on Hanukkah?
But you're saying
you're on the oil.
We're saying on the oil, and that didn't kill anyone.
Uh-huh, so that, what would that say about Yom Ha'atzmaut?
We killed a lot of people.
Right.
A lot of other people got killed.
That's true.
Right. And unfortunately, in the other cases as well. So.
By Pesach and the Shira, you do kind of spell out all of God's greatness and you describe what happened to them.
Right, but that there's a difference between what happened at when it happened and us years later.
We still say it in different days, every day.
What?
We describe God's strength every day with.
That's true. Well, that's true. But again, we're describing God's strength. We're not commemorating the fact.
Faking God is describing His strength.
No.
Praise.
Praise.
But part of the paragraphs are all about what Hashem did.
But it's a different thing. Again, the Gemara says that if you say Hallel every day, you're not Bikaris. If you say Oz Yashir every day, you're a really nice guy. You're an okie dokie fella. So you know. So again, the first we had here, the Maariv Chayis makes the comment based on Hanukkah that you require a supernatural miracle. We have previously seen plenty of sources which indicate that no, by Purim really there sort of is a Hallel there, and that wasn't supernatural. The second approach against this would be the Pri Chodesh. We had mentioned earlier that there are 100 answers out there as to this question. So we did one. Right now. Right. Luckily, we have that long bus ride ahead of us to Wyoming. 99 answers of beer. So, oh, tirit v'veis yoshish v'el echad naslu kol Hashem b'neiros nidukul kol alayla. So he's quoting the Beis Yosef says that what happened, they put all the oil on the first night, and the first night an eighth burnt off, and the next night another eighth, and the third night another eighth. So therefore, it was a miracle every night. Frost says, "I don't like that one. I'm going to give you a different answer." Right? So he says, "What happened? Nosnu kol shemin b'neiros v'dalkul kol halayru v'boker matzu haneiros mulayim shemin gamzen nilchem yatam haniskar shabalayru achron aleku shem heker neis afiz avrayim." If that's the case, so then the last day, he says, when they only had a little oil left and it only lasted a little bit, so the last day wasn't a miracle. Gives the answers. Finally, he says, "I got a different answer. You know what the answer is? The answer is for the candles, you only get 7 days. But you know why you have Hanukkah for an eighth day?
The Brit.
Because of the war. The first day, what we're doing it is for the military victory. Because the first day there was no miracle. I'll accept that, he said. There was no miracle of the oil. And then, he said, the next 7 days are for the oil. So what does the proc say clearly?
There's a holiday for the war.
There's a hallel that you make for the war. Even though that is a natural miracle. Right? So the proc is definitely against the Maritz Chayas. Right? So again,
I don't like that answer.
I do.
I don't like that answer.
As long as you're open-minded and being intellectually honest about this, Helen, that's what I really appreciate.
I'm looking for the steady answer here on this stuff.
Nothing steady, Eddie.
Nothing steady.
What is this? So again, so on the one end you have this Maritz Chayas who thinks that it has to be supernatural. We seem to have seen at least two different types of sources that disagree. The Avu Drum discusses the case of, that isn't talking about Hallel, but he's talking about miracles that get brachas. Right? If a miracle happens to somebody, they're supposed to make a bracha on it when they come back to that place. This is quoted in the Gemara, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Avu Drum says, Chasav harav asher miluniel hal nevarchim bein anisa derabim bein anisa diachid, whether this was a public or a private miracle, if it's to make a bracha, dafka b'neishu yotzim mimina ga'olam. This has to be supernatural for you to make the bracha. Like the splitting of Yamsuf or the splitting of the Jordan in the time of Yeshua. Said, however, if you had a natural miracle that a bunch of bandits had jumped you and you were saved miraculously,
is that a natural miracle, by the way?
What?
No. Yes.
In other words, if you get jumped and you survive it or whatever,
that's natural.
That's a natural miracle.
Right. He says, and therefore that you wouldn't make a bracha on. Right, this does seem to be supporting the Maritz Chayas. You're only going to do it on a natural miracle. And so, in terms of to what extent are we concerned about this? So the Shulchan Aruch Ashrei says, first question is
the Avodah is just a reading, right?
Yes.
And the Maritz Chayas is a late Achra.
Correct.
Okay.
How late?
1800s.
1800s, okay.
Is it, what?
He's
just asking who's talking.
No, and the Prichadash is in between.
Correct, and the Meiri's Arishon as well.
Right. I'm just trying to get this in perspective.
Right, so the difference is as follows. The reason that you mentioned the Maritz Chayas before you mentioned the Avu Drum is because Avu Drum is not talking about Hallel. The Avu Drum is talking about the Bracha on an Ace, which is similar to Hallel.
What Bracha?
It's a bracha, for real. Look it up in your next brachas be.
For real.
So in the Shulchan Aruch quotes this bracha. The question is, but do we follow this Avu Drum that quotes Rav Asher Miluniel?
Is that different than our
Shechiyanu?
Yeah.
Totally different.
It's also different than Shahakal. What?
You need some miracles.
You need somebody to have survived something miraculous. I mean, I imagine if someone survived in a cave in the Shoah, and the Nazis walked right by, looked in the cave, but didn't see him. Mm-hmm. If you ever went back to that cave, I assume you'd make that problem. Right.
There is a movie.
That's a natural miracle.
I believe there's a movie. What was it called?
I say Shechiyanu too.
What was that movie called about the people who went back to the Holocaust?
Went back to where?
Went back to the Holocaust to see where they were saved. There was a movie, an excellent movie.
I remember those.
So I think they made the bracha there.
Oh,
They came back to the barn. No, no, no. It was like one of these documentary ones.
Yeah, they've been a lot. Like they were in the, there was a cave.
Right, they went back to the farm, and there still was the trap door. Right. So the question is, though, does it? I don't remember. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim She'ena Mavarech Al Nes El B'Nesh Shehu Yotze Mimina Ga'olam. Some people say it has to be Avol Neshu Mina Ga'olam V'Toldoso Kagon. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Avodram, but Yesh Cholik, and there are those who disagree. What is the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Tov levarach below haskaras Hashem v'malchus. Hedge your bets. Meaning, don't say Hashem's name. Okay, so one reason that you might want to disagree with this is because the Shulchan Aruch isn't convinced that it's right. Rav Herzog dealt with it in his Pesachim Ksavim. He says that the Chida, what? Isaac. Says Baram Zen. He said so. He quotes this. Says Baram Zen Ogeir Birchas Asanisim or Birchas Hagomer Avol Kanir She Ein Zen Ogeir Birchas Alahalo. So he gets up and says, "I'm not bothered by this at all because this isn't the Birch of Halo." Just because that might have to be supernatural doesn't mean that Halo has to be supernatural. So we have here, again, an issue. This is a machlokes as to whether or not Halo has to only be on a supernatural miracle. The Maritz Chaya says yes. The Avodrum maybe says yes. Right? But there are people that disagree. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Abia Omer.
What number are you on?
I'm now on number 8. Actually, accepts the Maritz Chayis lahalacha regarding Yom Ha'atzmaut. And Rav Avadya says flat out that you do not make a bracha on Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut because of this concern, among other concerns he has. So he says, Yesh Rehosev, O Tam She'en Levarcha Hallel B'Yom Ha'atzmaut. This is no comparing in apples to apples. This is flat out, this is what it is. Thank God we were saved from our enemies that were strong and they were plentiful. And they were far better armed than we were. And despite that, they fell before us. Said, what is the miracle of Chanukah? It is the oil. That is why. And yes, why didn't it say, what's Chanukah? Chanukah is the reason is because there was a great military victory, right? That was very, very unlikely. We say that, right? Natati giborim biyad chaloshim, rabim biyad meratim. Ela hatam mishum sheneza einu yotzim migeder ateva. Shein omrim halal al nisim nistarim asher kosh baruch osim anu b'choleis. Masha enkein neiz hapach Hashem eshu ki yotzim migeder ateva l'chein tiknu halal b'yimei Chanukah. So he says that that's the reason. He says because when it comes to the military victory, so that was a miracle. That was a nes nister. It was a natural miracle. That's what we would call a hidden miracle.
He's saying the same thing.
Right. He's supporting it.
Well, wait,
right.
A minute, don't be done.
But wait a minute. Right. That works for your daughter, so I'm going to try it. I want to go back to Yom Ha'atzma'ut anyway, because what about it if it's not about the battle, but it's the first time in a long time that it becomes our nation?
That's great.
Isn't that kind of a miracle?
Why is it a miracle?
It's only been about 2,000 years. Well, that seems sort of miraculous to me.
In Chicago, I don't think they're re-saying Hallel this year on the first anniversary of the World Series, even though it was a really long time.
It wasn't as long as having 100 years compared to 2,000 seems a little disingenuous.
Uh-huh. Right. The idea is the fact that we waited a long time for it to happen does not make it more miraculous, I would argue. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a big supporter, and I'm very happy about it. And you know,
and you're kind of Zionist.
I don't want to say it on the recording, but all right.
But it seems funny.
Right. But that's the, now again, Rav Avadya Yosef. This is the chief rabbi of Israel. He's a pretty Zionistic fellow himself, I'd say. And he said that, you know, right, whether you're saying Hallel, this, see, what the point I've been trying to bring out here is to say Hallel Yom HaTzvut is not a political statement.
No, I
think a lot of people have this idea that if you really, really, really believe, then you would say a Hallel. And the answer is that no, not necessarily. That you could be as Zionistic as any. Now, don't get me. If I don't believe, then I don't say a Hallel. That is true. Right? That is absolutely. If I think that this was the work of the devil, I am not going to say Hallel to celebrate it. Right? But that, of course, is one approach. But besides that, there's so many other reasons not to.
He didn't say hello, but he
right.
didn't say
Tom. Right. Right. So the idea being that to say a hello, that's the point being, it's not like I don't think it's that big of a miracle. Just that there's very specific rules when it comes to hello. So Ravai says, who hadin benidon didon? She asked Zachina Bachazde, Hashem Yisbach, and Netzachal Yveinu HaRav HaTzumim. Said, same thing. It was a tremendous miracle in 1948. But it wasn't supernatural. She came minuk shalom. She shnayim or shosha avire levi anisu havi menam hamuf chodim. If you have the right people, a small amount can be a great amount. Lefichach ein makom lesakin lo mahalo bebrachos midei shana b'shana al neitz kaze. So that's what he says, that the bottom line is that because of this, you can't go and make challah with a bracha. This is Rav Avadya. Yes?
I don't know if this has been brought up as an approach, but maybe the whole concept of why we say challah is to show recognition that it's not us that won the war, it's not anyone that's small who gets the mighty, whatever. It's a sign of significance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again created a miracle of us, or we're thinking of Shem in some
fashion. I like that.
That's great. I support thanking God. I agree. I agree that it was God who won the war. Right? I'm not going to say kochem v'yotzim yodi osli yosachay elazer, but that doesn't give you a right to start saying hallel.
So what would be appropriate thing,
appropriate
thing to
place in
that?
So again,
the barbecue certainly is not like an type of prayer for Yom
HaTzmaut,
if this was the thinking.
Well, you're assuming that you can just make an... Where are you going to put this Al Nisim prayer, might I ask? You going to put it into Shemona Esrei?
I don't know
let's
where you put it.
What? Okay, so we're going to get to that. But again, we'll discuss what our options are at this point. But
so
just... Even with Shem Hashem, I support using Shem Hashem in thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. Right? Again, I have no problem with...
We can
speak
to God using God's name.
I support that also. Just the idea of Hallel has very specific rules. So therefore, finishing with Rav Avadya, again, we're not talking about people who are rejecting the state of Israel here.
Don't
get me wrong, he said. We lost in 1948 too much as well. We have tremendous Hakar Satova. We're grateful to Hakar Baruch Hu, the Gavar Yisrael that we want. So that is this next issue. So again, this completes the issue, and it's an issue that you could argue both ways. But to be clear, Rav Avadya thought the Maariv Chayis was right here. Right? Even though Meiri disagreed, and you have the Avu Drum that supports it, perhaps, maybe not, or Herzog thought not. But at the end of the day, this is what Rav Avadya thought.
At least it gives us a guideline.
Right.
I think.
Okay. Now you're happy?
I'm happier.
Okay, good. Okay, well, let's move in the right direction. Last issue is raised by the Yaskel Avdi.
Who's that?
Rav Hadaya. He was a Svaradi. What?
He was a diner,
right. I think in Tel Aviv, I think it was. For many years.
Modern time.
Right, right. I think he died between 48 and 67. Okay. I didn't look it up, but that's my recollection.
What was his name?
Hadayah. So we'll get the exact information shortly. So he wrote it. He had a different issue that he thought was problematic regarding saying hallel. Achrei hatonenus kat yesh liros ki nidonenu shona harbe mines chanukah v'kriyas yamsuf. So Yom Ha'atzmaut is different than Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and Chanukah. V'shar nitzim shen touch the kolos am Yisrael hinei b'nes Chanukah v'kriyas Yamsuf hayu nes nikar l'chol ha'olam umo'o ba'asher kol ayveyem shem sofu tamu shem karol v'nafol v'atipo a muscle v'afachad aleyem.
Nifter in 69.
Well, that's close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right after
1819 to
69.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when it came to the miracle of Hanukkah and it came to the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, he said, at the end of the miracle, there was no one who was messing with us. Quote from Az Yashir, that when this happened, everybody else had great fear of Bnei Yisrael. Nobody was going to mess with us afterwards, with the exception of Amalek. And there was a reason for that. Also, Hanukkah, once we won the war, we sat comfortably. We had no concerns. Lo chen b'niseinu zeh. Im shegavar yadenu al ha'oyev v'naflu rabim b'yad ma'atim. Said, yeah, we had a military victory the size of the Chanukah wrong one. He said, don't get me wrong here. V'chein hova ha'yaktsas k'tshu al'am shebegola. And also I'll accept the fact that people even living in Golis were possibly affected by that. And therefore that argument is not an argument. You should say hello. Ava hare od omdim aleinu lechaloseinu. Vein lechayom she'en kevalosso marubim mechavero mitzad ha'ovim hazovivim. You know what the difference is? After 1948? Shepherding is really a very kind word for it.
It was 56, was 67,
was
63.
Right.
What? 82?
Was
it?
Yeah,
but what was the word you're using that was kind?
Shepherding.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherding?
Shepherd.
I don't know the word.
It's a Yiddish term.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's
like to bother somebody.
Nudging.
Nudging, right.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm hearing shepherding. I'm
thinking that's not stratified.
Right.
Provoking.
Provoking.
Okay. Because someone speaks English. Very nice. Lo el od el shavanu kal machem einenu makomu sakadoshim. So not only that, in 1948, we didn't have a complete Israel. We didn't have the Kotel.
That's
right. So the bottom line is, you can have a hallel if you're still in service afterwards.
Got it.
Im kim borah hadavar. It's very interesting what he says. Ki ein ze bebchinas geula shleima. V'chol am Yisrael. This isn't the Mashiach we're talking about here. Ala aschalta de geula. It's interesting. He's actually very Zionist. He says, this is aschalta de geula. This is the beginning of the Messianic era. But that's not enough to give you a hallel.
Therefore,
you cannot establish a hallel one way or the other. or shelo bracha, even without a bracha, proper tocha tefila, particularly not in the middle of davening. Acha tefila she yishmon asrei. Ke any tana osanu yodeya ad mal seder hatikun tefila she tiknu beante kneches hagadola. You can't miss. What does he suggest? Tochas efshel esakin lo mahalo rak achrei gemara tefila. You can say it after davening. As she said, we should be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he's done. It's appropriate to add it. Al kol panim, im hescholas geula zu sheyesh ba al kol panim ktsas shua gedola l'am Yisrael. Don't get it wrong. We're not playing it down just because it's not complete. V'b'chinas kol hamode b'nisa zocha v'nasachon nisa acher. We should appreciate it. We should get up and say thank you for this miracle. And by being grateful for the miracle, we'll have more miracles. But unfortunately, you can't do it with a halal. You can do it with a halal without a bracha after davening. That's how. That's appropriate.
So
with a halal, it says appropriate where it's placed.
And the bracha.
So, but he said before that you can't even do a halal. Well, what he meant was a real halal within the davening.
Right.
Right,
so it's interesting, and it's fascinating,
really,
because this is somebody who's exceedingly Zionistic. He's someone who's getting up, as we mentioned earlier, to say it's a schalta de geula, right? That's pretty much as anyone can ask out of this.
And he's saying, say
right, no shit to hey.
According to his logic, in 1967, that we got the Kotel, should we start saying halal now?
So the answer is that takes care of one of his concerns.
Right.
But as Yitzchak pointed out, 1967 was followed by 1973. 1973 was followed by 1982. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. And then 91, and then...
According to his logic, what he's saying also, all other big Yom Tovim in the Targum were followed by years. Crisis events.
You know, after Hanukkah, year after year after year.
Yeah.
So he's arguing not that way. Again, that's a historic question. He specifically says when the Hashmonim won, the Greeks left, and they were perfectly at peace.
For how long?
For some period of time. Israel's never been at peace. Unfortunately. Right? I think that's to say that Israel was at peace in 1948, that's a hard...
So, according to him, when Mashiach comes, if Mashiach comes in a natural way...
No, again, he's not arguing natural versus not natural. Again, we have two different arguments here. Right?
Flesh out the second again.
The second one is it has to be a complete salvation. If you're still threatened afterwards.
Still SARS. Okay.
Right? So the bottom line is we what we've had is in the four major arguments as to why not the issues with saying halal is one is perhaps you can't add halal at all. The second one is you can only add halal. I'm saying that infects all Jews throughout the world. Third one, as we said, is that it has to be a supernatural miracle. And the fourth one is it has to be a complete salvation, meaning that there's nothing afterwards.
There was no complete salvation even after Pesach. Many years after, we still had issues. Generations after. So according to the logic, you should...
Who?
What issues?
What issues? Who was attacking us after Pesach?
No, but nowadays we still have it. So I'm saying my point is...
Again...
When did the fish didn't start with us? How long after Pesach?
Yeah. They didn't start with us until 40 years later when we came into their backyard. We started up with them.
God told us to.
Okay, well, I'm not saying we were wrong.
Right.
but they were happy enough to mind their own business.
What amount of time defines...
some amount of time. You need some amount of time.
What
I thought that 2,000-year thing was a good argument.
Yeah, I don't think you need 2,000, but again...
If everything was defined down for 40 years, 30 years, you could start saying Allah according to that logic?
Well, again, you'd have to... If something happened and that caused us peace, then that would not be a concern.
As far as putting something in the middle of the tefillah, the way it was organized...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we do other things like that.
Like
we did kinnis, which was also in the middle. We do slichas in the middle.
You're shaking his head.
Kinnis predates Anshe Knesset Hagadola.
We don't have a prophet.
What predates Anshe Knesset Hagadola?
Kinnis, by Yikone and Yirmiyah.
Well, not the ones that talk about things after.
What? Yeah, I mean, well, once you've already put in, you can. I understand, but once you have a right to put in, you can add it at that point. Yeah.
And again, just for the record, when we talk about saying a hallel, we're talking about in the service with the bracha.
Again, right.
That's what we're referring to.
Yotzer's also very. We don't suffer from Yotzer's here. Trust me. I think there'd be no better way to put an end to my tenure here than to try to reintroduce Yotzeris. there would never be greater achdus in Edos than riding me out on a rail right there and then.
What's the word, Chris?
What? On certain Shabbosim throughout the year, there are these long additions that get added. What? Yeah.
You mean the ones in gray? The
ones,
the stuff in gray and the
Arscroll?
Yeah.
No.
Well, yes, but...
You've never seen it.
You need to take
the Nusach Sfarad Siddur. Arscroll has it. Arscroll has it.
In the back? Is it really?
It's one of the pages. One of those pages that aren't used here.
See them say it.
Not the same extent as you see.
My whole childhood.
It's for every
yontif. For every yontif. I don't
know all of it, but you know, that's the yotzis, the precious parah moment too.
Yeah,
there's the yotzis.
There's a Pesach here or Sukkot.
Yeah, I got everything.
It's the
Pesach. Someday Pesach, they do the whole Oz Yasher.
Okay.
On Tirush Manasra.
Okay, that's not bad comparatively. But the Kravitz is also... Okay, the bottom line is... feel your pain. So, we'll just point out that there is a Yerushalmi that seems to support this idea of Rav Hadaya. If you look at number 10, Kasa before Peros v'Yisrael b'hisna dev am barchu Hashem. Anyone know where that pasuk's from? Girls? Should know that? Correct. There we go.
Wow. You're not girls.
He's Israeli. So we mentioned this previously. Right, Tim?
But he knows it.
What does the pasuk mean? It's Navi Roshe Am Kishakosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lechem Nisim Tihu Omrim Shira. Whenever you have a miracle, you should say Shira. Hatevan Hare Gulas Mitzayim Shniyahi Shei Tchiras Gulasim. Wait a second. But they didn't say Shira until what? Until Kriyas Yamsuf. Why didn't they say Shira when they were leaving Mitzrayim?
They were in the middle of running for their lives.
No, they weren't running. Remember, they were being chased out.
They were being Moses.
Because until they knew it, they had
so that the answer is that because when they were leaving, that wasn't the complete gula. It wasn't only until Kriyas Yamsuf. So that indicates that you only say Hallel on a complete gula.
The... Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
but that's it's not Al Hanes, that's Al Chag, as we pointed out. It doesn't
point.
Sin.
Maybe that we should wait until the end. When
I don't think we're going to change anything about this,
shall
we?
So, either.
So,
So, again,
there are a lot of opinions that support Halal on Yom HaTzibut. There are a lot of opinions, very Zionistic opinions, that are opposed to it. We always have to end as a good modern Orthodox minion. We have to ask the question, what did the Rav say? So this is from a book we have here called The Rav Thinking Aloud. So there was this fellow, David Holzer, who grew up in Kew Garden Hills. And he was a... Okay.
He claims to be the Talmud
Right,
one of 700,000.
he's no Arbisfeld, but he's a good guy.
Yeah,
no.
Different view.
So therefore, again, I make the presentation. This was not published by the Rav, it wasn't published by his family, but David Holzer walked around with a microphone, and he transcribed these conversations. So this is a transcription.
Wait, a microphone or a recording?
Recorder microphone.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Wait,
I'm just trying to, for my own understanding.
This is from the time before you were born.
It was not
from the old times when they still had
recording.
Well, they still had
recorders.
Yeah, and it was tape.
Okay, so here's the story. Again, we're going to revisit this at later dates,
That's
but
story.
On Yom Ha'atzmaut 1978, Hallel was said during Shachris in the Morgenstern dormitory. That day, prior to beginning his daily shir, the Rav had a discussion with his Talmidim in which he addressed his objections to Hallel as it was said that day. This off-the-cuff discussion is presented in its entirety, not by me, I cut out, in order to give a fascinating insight to the Rav's personal views, not only regarding reciting Hallel, but on a host of topics related to Eretz Yisrael. Although the Rav often asked me not to record certain informal discussions, in this instance, I didn't listen to him. No, he fortunately did allow it. So here it is. To say Hallel today with a bracha, they shouldn't have done it. As a matter of fact, I'll ask the person who is the Shilzio name deleted, where is he, to leave the bracha out. I'll tell you, had he left the bracha out, I would have said Hallel with them. But since he said a bracha, I didn't say Hallel at all. I just answered Hodu Hashem Ki Le'olam Chazo because it's a Davar Shebekedusha, but otherwise I did not say Hallel. Because there is a Gemara.
Did you say Hallel by himself?
Because he was in it. He was
You're
there.
Asking me to represent the Rav Soloveitchik here. When he comes to me in a dream, I'll ask him for you.
It sounds a little
funny.
He's okay with the
You're asking Shaglas at the Rav. Why don't we let him hear the whole thing, and then you can argue with him. What? Because there is a Gemara, I can't put away the Gemara. Kol Omer Hallel B'chol Yom is forbidden. It would appear from Rashi and Shabbos in Kol Kisrei that the Heter for saying Hallel is based on Takonas HaNeviim. I don't believe there is voluntary saying of Hallel. To such extent, you see on Pesach, Hallel is only recited for one day, according to the Rambam. Saying half Hallel is only a minhag, according to the Rambam. Of course, the Kedushas Hayom for all 7 days of Pesach is uniform. In contrast to Sukkot, where each day has a separate Kedushas Hayom because of the Musafim change, Pesach has only one Kedushas Hayom. One Hallel is enough. I could ask Chazal, why not? Why be so stingy? Apparently you don't say Hallel unless you have to. I can't help it. When you say it still without a bracha, so you say it in a voluntary manner. And it might be that even though the Gemara writes, Kol ha'omer Hallel b'chol yom, ein l'chev l'om haba, the term kol there means if I say it b'toras chiyah, but if I say it voluntarily, it's like reading Hallel, like someone who recites Tehillim the whole day can say Hallel the whole day. Some people say part of Tehillim every day. I knew people used to say almost the whole Tehillim every day. So when they came to Hallel, Hallel avdei Hashem, what do? They say it. This is not meant to the Gemara Kol Omer Hallel b'chol yom. Hallel b'chol yom means if you say b'toras tzivoy as a mandatory performance, or at least he gives the impression that he does it b'toras tzivoy. If there's no bracha, then the Hallel is not recited b'toras chiyah, so I say it. When there is a bracha, asher kidishadu mitzosav v'tzivanu, and the shliach tzivoy said it on behalf of the kol, so I didn't say the Hallel at all, because my recital of the Hallel would be associated with the bracha. Get it, Shlomo? It could be I recited the Hallel not b'toras kriyas b'ksuvim, but b'toras mitzvos Hallel. And there's no takana today, and there's no takana, there is no Hallel.
But Hashem never commanded us to say Hallel, though.
What?
The bracha is He never commanded us to say Hallel. We chose to on our own. To thank him. Where did Hashem command us to say Hallel?
So it's takana neviim, and we say that even under Rabbanans we say Asher kidishanu mitzvos v'tzivanu. Where did Hashem command us to light Hanukkah candles?
It's a new holiday.
Right. That is why I did not say Hallel today. Even though when I daven in a minyan on Yom HaShoah, I do say Hallel with the Kahal. I just have to shir so to say the Kaddish with the Skabel right after the Shemoneh Esrei, and then say Hallel. Because the halacha that the Kaddish with the Skabel is postponed until after Hallel is because of Takonas Hallel is that the Rishon is Kare Esa Hallel. He goes on and explains why he doesn't want to say it till later either. But anyway, note to Skabel. At the very moment you say the Kash before Hallel, the Hallel does not belong to Tzlohusan Vahusan. Skipping down, on Yom Ha'atzmaut, you want a half Hallel, a whole Hallel? I don't care, I'm not stingy. I have enough time, but say the Tzkabel. The very moment you say Tzkabel first, then you begin to say Hallel, there's a Hallel of Rishus. Rishus is Kekori B'Ksuvim. Just learning for reading the passage Tanakh and not mitzvah at all. But all right, if you don't want to listen to me and you want to postpone the Kaddish, even though they're not aware of the whole business, but they heard that it's much better to taste Skabel afterwards, so they'll always consider somehow offensive to say Hallel after the Skabel. I don't care about it, but the very moment you say a bracha, you declare publicly that the Hallel is recited not Kriyas B'Ksuvim B'Rishus, but as a Torah Schiyav. That's why I didn't say Hallel today. What about Tachanun? Tachan and Alpha go. I don't see why Tachan is made a patriotic duty. I don't see why you shouldn't say Tachanun. For my part, you could say Tachanun, but Tachanun Hala are not mutually exclusive.
What's the question about Tachanun?
What? Do you say Hala? So the Rav said the truth of the matter is he would say Hala, but he's not going to make a scene about it. But the bottom line is, again, assuming we accept this, which I have no reason not to accept that he said it, the bottom line is that Rav Soloveitchik was opposed strongly to saying Hallel with a bracha.
But he said himself, when he davened in the minyan Yom Ha'atzmaut, and the minyan said Hallel, he said Hallel.
If there was no bracha. But if there was a bracha, not only wouldn't he make the bracha, he wouldn't say it at all.
Right.
Because
even
he was,
if they said it after the discovel?
Right. That's what he said.
So
if
what's
they,
the point about saying it after the
but he want the way he would like to do it, in his minyan, is say it after the tzchabel, then say it without a bracha. Then you're making it clear it's a reshus, it's not a chiyah. Right? Because he doesn't talk about it, but obviously all these concerns bothered him.
Why not to say it after davening?
What?
Why not to say it after davening altogether?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
that
is what he did.
He would say it in the davening without a bracha.
He said if they would not say the tzitzkabel, if they did it right afterwards, he wouldn't be happy, but he would still say it. But if they make a bracha on it, then forget it. He's out the door.
So who is there
who supports
some stature who does support saying hello with a bracha?
Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog definitely supported it without question. Right. Not all of them, because
maybe Rabbi Israeli also.
Right, again,
Israeli.
Right, but again, I wouldn't say all of them because Rabbi Avadia, Rabbi Hadaya, all these people.
I think it was an emotional what? Decision for Salafic.
I don't think so.
Are you going to give us those opinions?
What?
Are you going to give us those?
Right, and we've mentioned them again. What we've done every time is we've gone through the issues and then we've defended it. Right. We have gone through, there's really nothing that we left out there that you could not say, aha, I have what to hang my hat on, I can't say hello with a bracha. But at the end of the day, if you look at even really, you're not going to argue that Rav Soloveitchik wasn't Zionistic, right? He left the Agudah, he was head of the Mizrahi for all of those years, But there's a halachic reason for it, right? Right? Rav Avadia Yosef, right? The man was the chief rabbi of Israel for... practically for 10 years, but actually for 10 years, but practically for 40 years, right?
I'm not disagreeing that there's
right. So the bottom line, what the idea being is that
the
point I'm trying to bring out here is that there is many reasons not to say halal with a bracha, other than I don't hold the Medina. If you don't hold the Medina, that's reason enough. But even if you do, you see from the people that we look up to, right? Rav Soloveitchik would be the number one ranked one. He seems to be very clear here in his opinions that do it. I think Rav Hadai really put it the best way, is that we should be thankful on Yom Ha'atzmaut, right? There was a miracle. And we should commemorate that miracle. And basic Hakaras HaTov, appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, indicates you should do something. However, that something should not be hollow with a bracha.
It's interesting, however, Rabbi, that the uniform practice in Israel for those who say hollow is to say it with a bracha.
Interesting.
I have never been to a shul in Israel, and I've done hundreds of them, that says in Yom Ha'atzmaut hollow is a bracha. If they say it, they say it with a bracha.
So I'll tell you, I was in Yeshiva at Keren B'Avna, and they said it with a bracha.
Wow.
With a bracha.
That's
they absolutely did.
Solid. And all the
Yeshiva. And Keren B'Avna is known as the right wing of the right? Nonsense,
so
right? Oh, that's for sure.
If you were in that minion,
Keren B'Avna is going to do it.
If you were in that minion, did you say hello?
What? Yes, I did not make a bracha.
Ah, okay.
That's it. I followed my rabbeim.
There you go.
I didn't Rav Soloveitchik. I didn't walk out on it. That's what I just, right. That I didn't do. You have to show some respect for where you are. I thought that, but the bottom line is that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. But I'm saying is that if you look through it, absolutely something should happen. The Yom Ha'atzmaut should not go unmarked.
Would you say anyone who doesn't say it with the bracha, they might as well just say it after davening? Because at that point, it doesn't really make a difference.
difference whether it's in Dalai or not.
Again, according to the Rasha of Eichik, not only you might as well, you should.
What?
I mean, well, the minhag nowadays in YU is generally to do it at the end of davening.
We're making a lot more sense
without a bracha.
After Olenu, after Shir Shalom.
With a bracha, without a bracha.
Without a bracha, is most of them do. Again, YU is a big place.
There's a lot of different minyanim.
I'm sure there are people who don't do anything, and there are people out there, you know, who shake lulav and light the menorah. You know, the whole tefillah chagigit.